So much, Dennis. Our top story, they spent 400 days serving overseas away from home. Here in Central Oregon, friends and family waited for their return, and today the suspense was finally over. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was at the Redmond Airport when 16 local National Guard soldiers came back home.
The air was filled with excitement and expectation, and then the troops opened the terminal doors and walked in. Taylor Sammons of Redmond was greeted by his fiancée, Elizabeth.
Happy to be back. Ready to get life back online after taking a year off.
Taylor wants to start building a car, and then he will report back to military training in December. Now, the homecoming triggered memories for Ron Clemens of Madras.
Just welcoming home the troops. We weren't afforded that opportunity when we came home.
Patrick Johnstead has planned a special surprise for his mother.
They don't know I'm here. I'm going to surprise them, show up in a police car, just see the reaction.
16 soldiers are from the 3rd Battalion, 116th Cavalry Brigade. I'm Dave Adams, Operation Eagle's Wings, reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The National Guard soldiers were in Iraq for 400 days to help stabilize the country. They served as convoy security for products that needed to be safely transported throughout the country. Skateboard advocates turned out in force during last night's Ben Parks and Rec meeting on the future of Miller's Landing. The board is considering how to develop the riverfront property near the Old Mill District into a community park. Community organizer Justin Gottlieb says dozens of skateboarders advocate turning Miller's Landing into a skate park.
Really the goal that all the people who testified last night, and I believe the district directors have and the staffers, is this is the last piece of urban riverfront that this city is ever going to develop. And it needs to be carefully thought out, and it needs to be a truly special place. And the difficulty is we all have different ideas of what makes a park special.
Other suggestions for the Miller's Landing Park include turning it into a dog park or just leaving it as it currently is. The Parks and Rec Board expects to make a final decision on what to do with it sometime this winter. All summer we were told that fire season was slow. That has all changed now. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more from fire bosses.
One of our meteorologists said it's like August and September.
Jerry Mills with the Northwest Fire Coordination Center says it was a late start to the fire season, but we're catching up quickly.
The conditions we're having right now are pretty extreme with the weather systems coming in. You know, no humidity recovery at night, the thermal troughs sitting over them. So, yeah, we're in fire season for sure.
She says fire management analysts are very concerned and are watching the short and long-term forecasts.
It's just rapidly changing fire weather. You know, it also is a real safety concern for the firefighters on the ground because you can't have them in front of it when the fire takes off like that.
I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
With no rain in the forecast, the Shadow Lake Fire will probably burn through much of September. The fire is burning in a wilderness area 15 miles from Sisters. It's very remote and has lots of dangerous snags, so crews are not attacking the interior portion of the fire. Fire spokesperson Kristen Bowles says that they are expecting fire behavior to pick up substantially in the next 4 to 5 days.
Due to easterly winds, and also we're also having unstable air, warmer and drier conditions. So our fire is going to continue to push with those easterly winds to the west. Grew about a mile and a half towards the west, and we can expect more of that same behavior. But again, our number one priority is public and firefighter safety.
The fire is currently about 4 miles from Highway 126, and Bowles says it's possible it will burn away all the way to the highway. Bowles also says people in the Willamette Valley from Eugene to Salem will probably be impacted by smoke from the fire for the next few days. And by this time tomorrow, all students will be back in school, but for today, freshmen were required to start their school year in Ben Lapine schools. Dr. Lynn Baker, principal at Summit High, says he's very impressed with this year's freshman class.
Well, they look to be one of our largest freshman classes. And just seeing their cooperation with our link activities in the gym, I think they're going to be a great class of 2015.
Baker says how the change to a 7-period day will affect everyone is yet to be seen, but he's predicting that everyone will acclimate well and this will be a very productive year. Student body president Sarah Edwards says they are all really looking forward to the first time all students get together for a rally.
We have our first assembly. It's a welcome back assembly on Friday, and we're actually doing it out on the field for the first time. Usually we have assemblies in the gym, but we're doing it out on the field, so that'll be fun. We can do a lot more games out there, like on the turf.
And coming up at 5:30, the TSA is hiring in the state, including here in Central Oregon. Details in about 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.